Welcome to The Business Coach with business consultant Russell J. White, offering proven methods and innovative ideas to help your business grow and succeed.
So, business coach, everybody knows in their lifetime they're going to have a bad client, but how do you get rid of that client?
So often we do not want to talk about how to get rid of a client, but we all know that we've got to get rid of sometimes a bad client. So let's talk about three ways. Let's just dump the client. That's what we want to do.
All right. What's number one?
Number one, be direct.
Yeah.
Don't dance around. Don't play little games. Let the customer know right away that you can no longer service their business. If they ask why, be honest with them. Let them know how they cost your business. Be calm. Be professional. But by all means, be direct.
All right. Number two.
Be expensive.
Aha.
It is not uncommon to add a service charge when working in a B2B business. A service charge or a PETA charge stands for pain in the you-know-what. High-maintenance clients take extra time, and they create extra drama to deal with. There is nothing wrong with charging for it. If they find a lower-cost provider, you win either way.
And the third way.
Just simply ask the customer to leave. There is nothing wrong with asking a rude or belligerent customer on your premises to leave. As long as you handle yourself professionally, act properly, be calm, and you are within your rights as a business owner to ask a disruption to leave. Just don't get sucked into the drama or the negative energy of the situation. The last thing you want to do is escalate the situation to where it can come back and bite you. So when you have a disruption, you will never hear me say the customer is always right. However, the customer is always the customer, and they deserve to be treated respectfully. But you can ask them to leave and move on from a bad client to help improve your business.
For replays of The Business Coach, go online to WRHI.com. To reach Russell White, go to RussellWhite.com.